You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, November 30th. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. On today's show, we are playing Field and Stream, plus we're previewing the rest of the Week 13 slate, and we'll give you our fantasy heroes for the week. Time to put on your hip boots and your galoshes, and I'm not an outdoorsy person. Field and Stream, that's what we're doing right now. We're it's like fly fishing stuff. I don't know the term for
that. I've never fly fished in my life.
Me neither. That's about it. All right. So obviously, if you are streaming, generally you're talking about the onesie position. So quarterback, tight end, defense are where most people do a lot of their streaming. So with six teams out, figure we should give you some options for streaming at those positions. So quarterback streaming option, who do you like this week?
I'll give a selfless plug real quick. I in the Stardom Sit'em article, I wrote streamer options, so you definitely go read that this week. But Baker Mayfield is one that I really like. I know he didn't come through last week with the biggest game, but the Panthers is a matchup that does not scare me, and he brings such a safe floor. I believe it's three or four games this year he doesn't have 16 or more fantasy points, and every other game he has at least 16. So when we're talking about streaming options, it's usually like this guy has upside, but the floor is not super safe. It's the opposite with Baker Mayfield, which in a week like this is enough that, like, yeah, you should feel comfortable streaming him.
Yeah, I think this is a decent Baker game against Carolina. It's also a big game for the Buccaneers. They kind of need to have this to keep themselves in playoff contention. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. And, you know, I've said this on NFL Fantasy Live. I said this in a couple of places that last year it was easy to sort of poke fun at the Broncos because, yeah, they were bad and Russell played bad. This year, Russell's playing better. And I think it's worth noting that best touchdown to interception ratio in the league last five games, 8 touchdown passes, no interceptions. This could be a relatively high scoring game against the Texans. I think Russ is going to have to throw the football. And the Texans the last few weeks have been giving up some big yards in the passing game, more than 340 passing yards in two of their last three games. So I think this is an opportunity. Hey, by the way, and this too, Russ running a little bit more. It's not like early in his career, but he's on pace for over 400 rushing yards. I think he's seventh among quarterbacks right now in rushing yards. So it's not spectacular, but it's better than it has been in those little hidden fantasy yards. Just those, you know, 2 or 3 points a week sometimes can make a difference in the performance that you get from a quarterback.
As Okada pointed out on Monday, really good schedule the rest of the way. So if you're a quarterback needy team beyond this week, Russell Wilson is the one you should pick up.
Pick him up, hold on to him. Because even if you're not starting him every week, he could, you know, help you out in a pinch if you need to just switch quarterbacks. Tight end streamer for the week, who you got?
Spoke about him a little bit when we were talking about the Saints, but Juwan Johnson is a player that I like this week. Team high 33 routes, 4 of 7 targets he caught. Only Chris Olave had more targets, 45 yards. Taysom Hill is not going away, but Juwan Johnson is their tight end one there. He is doing all the traditional stuff. He's a good red zone target as well. If you miss out on him, Pat Freiermuth is an option that I like even a little bit more than Johnson. Kate Otten Tyler Conklin is solely for deep leagues, I would say.
Yeah, Tyler Conklin, very much a deep league play. Juwan Johnson was the guy that I liked coming into the year. It didn't quite work out for a number of reasons, but maybe it's starting to come around again. I'm going to go with Tommy Trimble, and this is very much sort of a deep pull. This is a, hey, I'm streaming a tight end, and I need him to score a touchdown. Tommy Trimble doesn't have that many targets, doesn't have that many catches, doesn't have that many yards, but he actually is like second on the team in touchdown catches. So even with few opportunities, he's finding his way into the end zone. They're using him down near the goal line. The Bucs are one of the worst teams when it comes to defending the tight end position. And yeah, very curious. Like, we don't know what this offense is going to look like this week. They've just let go of Frank Reich. There's a lot of regrouping and sort of reorganizing down there in Carolina. Maybe this means Tommy Trimble. No, I was going to say, maybe this means he becomes a bigger part of the offense. No, he's not going to become a bigger part of the offense. But maybe the offense is more functional. How about we go with that? It's more functional, which means more opportunities near the end zone, which means more chances for Tommy Trimble to catch a touchdown. Streaming defenses, I know for a lot of people, this is how you live, and God bless you if you choose to do that. But for those of us who don't necessarily live with a streaming defense, what's an option this week?
Marcus is the number one streaming option, so let's just get that clear.
Number one answer.
But other answers, the Bucs against the Panthers, because the Panthers have been a favorable offense to stream defenses against all year long. They've scored 15 or fewer real-life points in all three of the games without Frank Reich this year. And that's the thing. Like, in the past, when we've seen certain teams, the Bills, others, fire their offensive coordinator or their play caller, it's like, yeah, that person wasn't doing a good job. We've seen a three-game stretch where Frank Reich isn't calling the plays, and the Panthers got worse. They again, 15 or less in all three of those games. So to me, Bryce Young already takes a lot of sacks, struggles with turnovers. We've already seen the Panthers give up some really big games to opposing defenses. I think they are a team we stream against the rest of the way.
So my answer, as you mentioned, the one that's probably going to be most popular this week, it's the Atlanta Falcons. One, because they're playing the Jets. Two, because they're playing the Jets with Tim Boyle. look, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Tim Boyle is not going to throw a 99-yard pick six on a Hail Mary this week, but Tim Boyle is probably going to throw an interception at some point during the week or during the game. He's going to be under pressure because the offensive line continues to be bad. And the Falcons, look, they forced a couple of turnovers last week against the Saints. They were able to get pressure consistently on Derek Carr. So I think this is an easy, easy call. Jesse Bates having himself quite a season down there in Atlanta. This feels like an easy call. And look, at this point, I would just say you should just check the Jets schedule for who you may be streaming. Look, next week, it's going to be the Houston Texans. Week 15, it's going to be the Miami Dolphins. Week 16, I don't know if you pick up the Commanders in week 16. But, you know, look, the Texans, the Dolphins, they might still be out there for you.
And if you stream the Dolphins last week and you're like going to make the playoffs, just hold them because that's who they get the first round of the playoffs, the Jets.
Absolutely. So just something to keep in mind for the rest of the season there. Let's take a break, but we'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting to the later part of the Week 13 slate, Panthers at the Buccaneers in the NFC South. Panthers with that shakeup in their coaching staff, relieving Frank Reich and a couple of assistants of their duties. Adam Thielen got off to a really quick start this season, has really slowed down lately. Chuba Hubbard, on the other hand, seems to be coming on strong and taking over the backfield. Are you willing to stick with one or both or neither of those guys this week?
Ideally, neither. It all depends on your situation with buys and everything. But like I was saying earlier, in the three games where Frank Reich gave up the play calling duties this year, 15 points or less in real life. Adam Thielen went from averaging something like over 20 fantasy points per game to 11 per game in those three game span. And the hope is that Chuba Hubbard will get more work and will take over because he's clearly been the better of the two Panthers running backs there. But I kind of want to see it first. And that's why I have him as a sit this week. I understand your options might be thin. Maybe you lost Jonathan Taylor and he's your best option. Sure, take it then. But if you have another option that you feel good about with each of these two players, I would try to get away.
I would definitely try to get away from them, although I will say that I do have this you know, spidey sense tingling that Jonathan Mingo might be a deep sleeper this week. Had one of his better games of the week last week. The Bucs have been something of a pass funnel defensively. It's probably more of a DFS play than in, say, just a redraft league or a traditional fantasy league. But I just have this feeling that Jonathan Mingo might make some plays. Again, new coaching staff. Or at least they shake up in the coaching staff, a lot of new looks there. Maybe they try some different things, and maybe we start to see some of these younger players get opportunities down there in Carolina. Browns at the Rams. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, both been on the struggle bus lately. Are you willing to stick with one or both of those guys against a Browns defense that is beat up, but is still very good?
Yeah, their defense is very, very, very good. The issue is, so is Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. And I understand that the floor is low. The Cooper Kupp has not been Cooper Kupp in quite some time now. But at any moment in time, this guy could still go for a buck 50. We know that. So I have a couple of Puka Nacua teams. I have a couple of Cooper Kupp teams. Given the buys and everything, I do not have the luxury of getting away from them. You would need, in my opinion, it can't be a streaming guy. Like, you would need a very solid option to pull those two from your lineup.
It really is hard to imagine sitting them just because, look, their ceilings are so high when everything is right, and they always have the ability to go off and have big games. As I've told some people recently, if you take Cooper Kupp, for instance, if you sit Cooper Kupp, or rather, if you start Cooper Kupp and he has a bad game, then you can sort of say, hey, look, that's just how things work. If you sit Cooper Kupp and he goes off, that's kind of on you, because you're going to kick yourself about why did I sit Cooper Kupp. So, I don't know that you can get away from necessarily either of those guys, but understand that, look, the floor right now a little bit lower than it has been recently because neither guy is playing particularly well. Here it is, the marquee game of the week. The San Francisco 49ers heading to Philly to take on the Eagles, a rematch of the NFC Championship game from last year. Let's hope that all the key players stay healthy for four quarters so we can see what these two teams might look like at full strength against one another. Which players are you willing to sit, knowing that both these defenses are pretty good?
None of them. Like, I think Jalen Hurts is a must-start option. Brock Purdy, I think, is going to go off in this matchup. The Eagles secondary can be exploited. Christian McCaffrey, obviously, must start. I think DeAndre Swift has reached must-start status as well. AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, the upside is too high to get away from. Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, the upside is far too high to get away from. I know the defenses are very good in this one. I would sit the defenses before any of these offensive players because I think this could be a high scoring game, back and forth kind of game, the type of games that lead to a bunch of big fantasy production.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's sort of like we talked about with Kupp and Nacua. The guys involved are too good and have the potential to have big games at any moment, that it's just hard to get away from them. Somebody in Fantasy Live asked us, should they sit Jalen Hurts for Kyler Murray? And while I understand the process, like, I just can't endorse that because you're talking about the number two fantasy quarterback right now in Jalen Hurts, a guy who's got double-digit rushing touchdowns, who's going to throw the ball effectively. I can't endorse getting away from, even for a guy like Kyler Murray, I just wouldn't do it. Even against the 49ers defense, I think, you know, all the guys that you would normally start, you are starting regardless of the matchup, regardless of the defense on the other side of the field. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and the Packers. Do you trust any of the Packers wide receivers against a good Chiefs defense?
If I was to trust any of them, I think Jaden Reed is the top option here. I know Christian Watson had a big game last week. The ceiling is always so high with Watson, but the floor is low. Jaden Reed to me is Wisconsin version Deebo Samuel. Like, he's not nearly as good as Deebo Samuel, but he gets used in a similar way. They let him get involved on the ground. He's been very consistently involved as a pass catcher. He also has those short, safer targets, whereas everything for Christian Watson is downfield. Reed, low key, catching touchdowns and being very, very productive for fantasy as of late.
He really has been. We keep saying it, right? He's Midwest Deebo at this point, because he's running the ball, he's catching the ball. He's been the more consistent of the three main wide receiver options there, right? Christian Watson's had some spikes, he's had some valleys. Romeo Doubs just seems to sort of pop up out of nowhere every once in a while. But give me Jaden Reed in that one. I think he's the best option. So if I'm picking a guy, it's that one. I don't know that I have a ton of faith, though, in the Packers passing game this week against Kansas City. They've been better. I think it's a different situation against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football, Bengals and Jaguars. This seemed a lot more exciting before Joe Burrow was out for the season with a wrist injury, yet we soldier on in this one. So do you start any Bengals besides Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon?
I wouldn't even try to sit Joe Mixon in this one. I want no... Ja'Marr Chase is in play because the upside is far too high. We saw even last week, it just takes a couple of deep catches or whatever for him to be productive. But like, Joe Mixon struggled on the ground. No one else besides those two top 30 yards for the Bengals. So yeah, it's amazing how, and it's not really anything crazy, but you take Joe Burrow out of this offense and it goes from one of the very best to one of the very worst in football.
And it's just been a frustrating year for the Bengals, because early in the season, it was obvious that Burrow wasn't healthy with the calf injury, and that sort of depressed everybody's production. Now he's out for the season, and you know, Jake Browning, obviously not the same. And so we're going to have the same issues again. I think I still would roll with Mixon just because dump offs are going to be a thing and he may get those opportunities that way. But I don't know that I can start anybody, any other wide receivers beyond Ja'Marr Chase. And even that's sort of questionable. I mean, of his four catches last week, two came on tipped passes.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of luck working even in his favor.
If T. Higgins was to suit up this week, even then I'm like, I would try to sit him.
Yeah, and you know, we'll see if he plays, but you know, it's rough right now. Rough going in Cincinnati there. So that gets us through the entirety of the Week 13 slate, but we're not done. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. So who will cape up and carry you to safety?
Rashad White.
Yeah.
Last week, 110 yards. It was his worst fantasy game since week 6. His 13 fantasy points. That is an extremely reliable floor, extremely reliable production, and a high ceiling. And then all I really have to say is he's playing the Panthers. The most touchdowns allowed, they're in the top 5 in top 6 in rushing yards, top 3 in fantasy points allowed to running backs. They are one of the very best matchups. And like, we saw Derrick Henry get a get right game against them. We saw Tony Pollard 2 weeks ago have a get right game against them. I think Rashad White is going to eat this week. Someone that is a must start play this Sunday.
He really has become that, which I know a lot of us, you and I and many other people, just were sort of off of Rashad White because he was incredibly inefficient. He's still inefficient, but he's just getting the ball a lot and they're throwing it to him. And so he's making the most of those opportunities. For me, it's Ramondre Stevenson. Everything about the Patriots offense is bad, except for Ramondre Stevenson. They should just line him up in the shotgun and just direct snap it to him a whole bunch of times. But forgetting that, the one thing Bill O'Brien's offense really has recognized is that he should be getting the ball a lot more. And he's gone 3 straight games with over 100 scrimmage yards. He's got touchdowns and more than 20 fantasy points in 2 of those 3 games. I think that happens again this week against the Chargers. Their defense, both through the air and on the ground, has been pretty awful this week. Or this year, I should say. Plus, you got the whole thing of the West Coast team traveling to the East Coast, playing that 10 a.m. body clock time game. I just wonder if they're going to come out a little bit sluggish and whether or not Ramondre Stevenson is going to have a day. Does it matter who the Patriots quarterback is at this point? Okay.
Great. Nope. I they both play the same way, I think. Like, they're short yard passes, no downfield stuff, and they're just bad.
And if you look at their headshots, they almost look like the same guy, too. So apparently...
Belichick can't tell him apart. He's like, one of you two, just go out there. Just go, man.
Just go and try not to turn the ball over. Belichick has a type. That's all I'm saying. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Anyway, that is a look at what we have heading into week 13. Should be a fun week. Hopefully you are able to survive Bipocalypse, Bimageddon, Tubi, Tumageddon, whatever we're calling it this week.
That's my favorite one.
Tubi, Tumageddon. I'm going to start tweeting that too. and hopefully you are in position to make the playoffs if you haven't already locked up a playoff spot. In the meantime, that is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, you're not totally useless. You can be used as a bad example. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit mrsmeyers.com today.